SACOS has released its quarterly cost of living report, which contains a snapshot of price changes over the last 10 years in the key energy commodities, petrol, gas and electricity. Senior Policy Officer at SACOS, Greg Ogle, joined me for a chat about the report's findings.
So we released our cost of living report based on the Australian Bureau of Statistics inflation and cost of living figures, and what we found was that the cost of living for aged pensioners and for other social security recipients like people on Newstart went up by more than the inflation rate, and that's actually important. And that happens because the sorts of things that pensioners, for instance, spend their money on, they spend a lot more on health than the rest of the population, and when health goes up, their cost of living goes up more than inflation. Similarly, in the last quarter, one of the things that brought the inflation rate down was overseas travel. And if you're on Newstart and you're on $38 a day, you're not doing much overseas travel, so that price decrease doesn't help you, and you're facing a whole bunch of other things that you do buy that have gone up. So hence, the cost of living for people on Newstart went up by more than the average inflation rate.
That's really worrying that people on social security, for them, cost of living has gone up.
Yeah, look, when we did the figures over the last year, we found that, for instance, if you're on Newstart with two kids, the cost of living for you would go up about $13, $14. The Newstart allowance only went up by about $8.60. So you're about $5 a week worse off. That might not sound a lot, but when you're already on a really inadequate income like Newstart, you're already struggling. We should be making efforts to improve the Newstart rate to, at a minimum, keep up with inflation and cost of living, but actually improve it so that there's actually a better chance that people on Newstart can live decently, can be job ready, can do all the things that they need to do to be job ready and be able to participate socially and economically. If we're just allowing Newstart to fall further and further behind, we're not going to get that.
What were some of the other findings of the report?
Probably the biggest sort of the headline thing that came out of the report was petrol prices went up about nearly 6% in the last quarter and 16% for the year. So that sounds really huge, and it is for the year. But in fact, when we actually went back and looked at what happened to petrol prices in the longer term, and they bounce all over the place. So over the last 10 years, they're actually gone up less than inflation. They bounce around a lot, but in the last few years, they've actually been below the inflation rate. So the recent increases have obviously impacted on households that are using a lot of petrol, but in the long term, that's not nearly as much of an issue as things like electricity and gas prices, for instance.
And how are electricity and gas prices going at the moment?
Well, again, both gas and electricity increased in the last quarter, and again, over 10 years, the graphs just go north, as they say. Massive disparity between the increases in gas and electricity and the general inflation rate, so that what's happening to all the other prices. Gas went up just over 3 times more than the inflation rate, electricity nearly 4 times more than the inflation rate. So that's part of the reason why the cost of living debate is so dominated by these sort of commodities. And of course, gas is important now. We're seeing in the news around whether there's enough gas. We think gas prices will continue to increase, and that feeds into electricity prices. And as I say, people, particularly on low incomes, are still really struggling with those essential services.
And of course, when we do hear stories of lived experiences, it's the electricity and gas that often go first. They're the things that they do without.
Yeah, also because they tend to be big lumpy payments, and it's very hard to budget for something that's going up at the rate they're going up. You're not really expecting it. The bill comes in a lump sum that, again, when you're struggling on $38 a day, you get this, what's a comparatively huge electricity bill. And, you know, you might be scrimping on the electricity as much as you can, but the bill is still very difficult to manage on very low budgets.
What are you predicting for the next quarter? What do you think?
I tend to just look at what's happening with prices rather than make predictions. One of the things we have seen in the last quarter was health prices going up. That tends to be a bit seasonal because of the way the pharmaceutical benefit scheme has a threshold. So health prices will relax a little bit more. Again, petrol prices could go anywhere, and unfortunately electricity and gas probably, at least if not the next quarter, over the next period, we will see increases again. And again, that's why we think the government should be moving to try and assist low-income households to afford those basic commodities.
Greg Ogle, Senior Policy Officer at SACOS. To read the report in full, head to sacos.org.au.